Hello, good
Hello.
evening. Yes, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct, yes, ma'am, we're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
About what?
It's mostly about internet connection, ma'am. For example, my first question to you would be, ma'am, what would you say is your age?
60.
Great, ma'am. Moving on. How would you describe your gender?
Female.
All right. And moving on, how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
African-American.
Great. And moving on, ma'am, what would you say is the highest level of education completed?
College, vocational school.
Great, ma'am. All right. And which of the following plans do you currently have, ma'am? Would you say a home internet service plan or a data plan for a cell phone?
I don't understand what you're asking me. What are you asking me?
All right. Which of the following plans do you currently have? A home internet service plan or a data plan for a cell phone?
Home internet.
Okay, ma'am. All right. And do you have a data plan for your cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And moving on, ma'am. Which company is your current internet service provider, ma'am? For example, NetBlazer, Astown.
Xfinity.
Xfinity. Okay. And how well does your home internet service work? Would you say good enough to meet your needs? Or not good enough to meet your needs?
Good enough to meet my needs.
All right, ma'am. How would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say it's very unaffordable, somewhat unaffordable, somewhat affordable, or very affordable?
Somewhat unaffordable.
Okay. And how often do you experience each of the following, ma'am, with your home internet connection? All right. For example, drop connections. Would you say you experience that not at all frequently, not too frequently, somewhat frequently?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. What about low connection speeds? Would you say experience that not at all frequently, not too frequently, somewhat frequently?
Nope.
Or very?
Nope, not at all. We just had one issue with it where we had to get an extension for one of the rooms. But other than that, it's fine.
All right, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. How often would you say you use the internet? Would you say almost all of the time, many times a day, a few times
all
a day?
All day. Yeah, all day, all the time.
All the time. Which of the following do you regularly use the internet for, ma'am? Would you, per se, participating in your local community, searching or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family, healthcare or telehealth services, general internet searching, finding transportation information, reading the news, searching and applying
all
for
of it. All of it. For all of it.
Oh, are you, would you say there's one that stands out the most, ma'am? Would you like me to read it again? I have also used it.
No, for me, I play a lot of games. The kids do, TikTok, stuff like that. I use it for Indeed, job searches. We use it, like my kids used it to track the buses, you know, the MBTA, you know, for everything.
I understand. All right, moving on, ma'am. Which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? Would you say a library or community center, a friend or family's member home, a business such as a restaurant, a workplace computer, public space such as park or government building, free Wi-Fi?
Just at home. Just
okay.
At home and free Wi-Fi if necessary.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, well, how frequently would you say you use the City of Boston's wicked free Wi-Fi network, ma'am?
I've never used it. I don't even know what it is.
Okay. And have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, that provides discounted internet service for low-income households?
We have. Yep, we have that.
Oh, okay, ma'am.
And we get a discount.
Oh, so I was going to get to that question. Are you currently enrolled in an Affordable Connectivity Program?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you
yes.
Do. Does anyone in your household have access to the devices they need to meet their everyday needs for internet use? For example,
yes.
Computers. Okay, ma'am. And which of the following devices do you use regularly access the internet, ma'am? Would you say cell phone, laptop computer, desktop computer, or a tablet, or something different?
Laptop, computer, and cell phone.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the internet most often? Would you say it's provided by your child's school, provided by Tech Goes Home, you own your laptop, or provided
I own my laptop.
Okay. How confident would you say, ma'am, you feel using the internet for each of the following, ma'am? For example, transportation information. Do you feel not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident, or very confident?
Confident.
Oh, would you say
confident.
Somewhat or very, ma'am?
Just somewhat.
Okay. What about applying for benefits for you or your family? Would you say not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident, or very confident?
Very confident.
Healthcare or telehealth services, would you say not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident, or very confident?
Very confident. I use it for my patient gateway.
I understand. Participating in your local community, would you say not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident, or very confident?
What about my community?
Participating in your local community, would you say you feel not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident, or very confident?
Somewhat confident, I guess.
Okay. Searching and applying for a job, do you feel that you're not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident, or very confident?
Somewhat confident.
Mm-hmm.
How many more questions? I'm sorry. I got to go.
We're almost done, ma'am. I promise. And your opinion matters. Thank you so far for your response. You'll be very quick. What about general internet searching, ma'am? Do you feel not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident?
Very confident.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. All right. Well, have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills, whether that be navigating the internet, certain programs, or these could be computer skills? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes, I have. I was at, what's that school? Southern New Hampshire University.
Would you
SNHU. Yeah, Southern New Hampshire, SNHU.
Thank you, ma'am. Would you
I was taking classes there.
Oh, great, ma'am. Would you be interested in digital skills training if it were offered free of charge? Would you say a yes or a no?
How about maybe?
Oh.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess I would, maybe.
Well, what kind of digital skills training would you be more interested in, ma'am? Would you say in-person support from a friend or instructor, or do-it-yourself, or online classes, or in-person classes? Any other?
I like online classes.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, if you were to take digital skills classes in person, where would you prefer to take those classes, ma'am? Like, for example, at a council on aging, at a community center, at a religious center, at a public library, at a public school, or somewhere else?
I have no idea, honey.
Okay.
I have no idea.
We're almost done, ma'am. Thank you. And well, what kind of digital skill topics would you be more interested in? For example, ma'am, I have downloaded new software on a computer, how to navigate your cell phone, using social media, basics of using a computer, how to fix issues on a computer, how to create and send an email, navigating the internet.
Maybe learning navigating the computer and certain stuff a little bit more. Like sometimes I get confused how to do something.
Okay. I also have how to create and send an email, navigating the internet, how to pay bills online, internet safety.
I know how to do that stuff. I know how to do that.
All right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. How concerned are you, if at all, about your internet safety? Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Which of the following are you concerned about, ma'am? Would you say that you could be tracked or surveilled, or that you or a loved one could get scammed or tricked, or that you or a loved one could be
mostly being scammed? Mostly being scammed.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And well, do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online, ma'am? Would you say a yes or a no?
McAfee. Yep, McAfee.
Yes. Oh, okay. I was getting to that. Which of the following tools do you use? I was going to ask you, password manager, dual authenticator, antivirus, firewall, secure.
Yeah.
McAfee, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. We're almost done. How frequently do you use the City of Boston's website, ma'am? Would you say more than weekly, a few times a month, monthly?
Never.
I don't think
I've ever used it.
Never. And these last questions for statistical purposes, ma'am. How many people, including yourself, live in your household?
Three.
All right. And how many children under the age of 18 live in your household?
None.
Okay. And do you live in affordable housing, ma'am? Say yes or no? Okay. And
yes,
what languages?
Federally funded.
Okay, ma'am. What languages are spoken regularly at your home?
English.
English only? All right. And moving on, ma'am, were you born in the island of Puerto Rico or in the main United States or in another country?
United States.
Okay. Which of the following best describes you, ma'am? Would you say heterosexual, gay, or lesbian, or bisexual, or something different?
Heterosexual.
All right. Would you say you're a transgender?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces?
Nope.
Okay. And do you identify as a person with a disability, ma'am?
No. Oh, wait a minute. What did you say?
Do you identify as a person with a disability, for example, defined as physical?
Emotional? Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't.
All right. We're almost done, ma'am. And do you belong to North America, indigenous, native, or tribal group?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Do you receive or take part in any of the following government programs, ma'am? For example, I have Mass Health, Medicaid, SNAP.
Yes.
Wait.
Medicaid and SNAP.
And SNAP. I also have WIC, SSP, Social Security Income.
Nope.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, were you ever formally incarcerated?
Nope.
All right. And last year, ma'am, your total family income from all sources before taxes, would you say was below $25,000, 25 to 40? 40.
You said combined income? Mm-hmm. Around 30.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time and your patience. Thank you for your responses, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you, ma'am.
You too. Bye.